そうです。Perfect. Thank you. After Meyer on Thursday, it was Neskar Shavuot. I don't know if everyone, I said it to everybody, and I don't know if it was clear. Can I say it over? I want to make something clear. I think it was a very good kasha that was Nisayer over here in Shir, and I think we had passable teretz. That the way we've been learning the sugya is that the yisayid of oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah is that the second chiyuv can't be chal. Once you're being oisik in a chiyuv and you're already taken up by that chiyuv, so you can't become a chuyuv machmas another tzivri. That was the yisayid we went through many times of oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah, and it was relevant in two places. First of all, what's mavur in the Ritva that misvara filo oisik mitzvah kala. Is potter min achamura. I feel oisik b'mitzvah kala is potter min achamura. Even misfara. Why? Maybe give up the kala for the chamura. There it is. The tzivu of the chamura is not chal. By the way, b'derech agav, I saw in the Or Zeruah. There's an Or Zeruah in Siman Reish Tzadik Tes that has a lot of chelik of it is brought in Hagoyis Ashri by us. But I was looking in the Or Zeruah in Siman Reish Tzadik Tes. Over there, he also makes it clear that misvara, I know that oisik mitzvah kala is potter min achamura. He also asked the kasha of the Ritva, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a svara, and don't tell me it's coming to teach you that if you're oisik mitzvah kala, you're potter min achamura, because that's also a svara. Like we were medayik in the Ritva, he says it beferish, but I think he might say not like we said. He says, because einat yodea matan scharan shel mitzvahs. I'm not sure what he means. So what does he mean to say? You don't really know what's kal and what's chamura. That's what he means to say. So what was he thinking when he said kal and chamura? What made one kal and one chamura? I thought that a chamura means like Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is a mitzvah saseh that there's a chi of karas. Or bris milah, there's a mitzvah saseh that's a chi of karas. I thought that's chamura. All other mitzvahs are kal, and that one's chamura. But if that's true, then what does it mean? Ain't of them yedei matos karas or mitzvahs? You know for sure that one has karas, one doesn't have karas. So I'm a little bit confused in the Or Zeruah. I'm not sure what to say about that. But al kuponim, the svara that we said,
machal apach is what? I think that the mitzvah has more schar than this. Since the person doesn't know
what
has more
schar. Yeah, but what was the havamina? If you don't know what schar is,
you might think that this one, it looks like it has more schar.
You might think it does, but we don't really know. So what he meant by chamura wasn't necessarily like a chorus. Chamura he meant was what he, in his mistaken mind, thought that it was more schar, and really is. I'm listening, you don't know what has more schar. And we really don't know what's more chomer and more kal. Maybe.
Ma? So all we know is what the punishment is. We don't know what the schar is.
And the schar would override kilu. Even if the punishment is more chomer, but if the schar, the punishment, kamashmon, that you go bust of the schar. Maybe.
There are some mitzvahs okay. The schar, like some of the schar. We know some like Richas Yom.
Yeah, but I guess that's not the full. I hear. Okay, but anyway, Lemaisa, Lefi, what he says, you don't have a riot to my svar anymore. Right? Because maybe the ritual is like the Or Zeruah. I'm just being honest. That once you see that the Or Zeruah says whatever he says, whether I like it or not, over Lemaisa, the Or Zeruah does say it. And he says, Einad Midei Matas Chor Shal Mitzvah. So that is a little bit we don't have the riot, what we were saying, from the fact that Oisik Mitzvah Kalas is Potter Min HaChamura. But HaKoponim, that was the svar we said, that Oisik Mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah means that the second sivui can't be chal, correct? The second sivui, oisim mitzvah potam in a mitzvah means that the second sivui can't be chal. And because we also wanted to say pshat in Rashi, the Rashi is mavur misvara, just like a oisik b'mitzvah is potam in a mitzvah, a hilich l'dvar mitzvah is also potam in a mitzvah. Why? Because you're doing a sivui. I actually saw also another makar that we saw it in Rashi, and we saw the Ra'ah with his Asbar of Aschalta. I saw today a Rashbin Brochas and Daf Yud Aleph that also says, don't say that you need a special pasuk for alicha l'dvar mitzvah, because af alicha is called oisik b'mitzvah. It doesn't explain more. We explained what does it mean to say, because you're already doing a chiyuv. Once I'm doing a chiyuv, there's no room for another. There's no room for another chiyuv. So the Olam ask, so what's pshat in the Ritva? The Ritva says that you do need a special pasuk to tell us that oisik b'halicha l'mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah. That's what he learns from Belech Tucha B'Derech. Not like exactly the opposite of this Rashba I just spoke out. The Rashba Bracha says, we don't need Belech Tucha B'Derech to teach you alicha. Alicha ino misfora. And the Ritva says not the way, that you do need a pasuk for alicha. If we're going with the svara of you're already mechuyev, why would it be, why would you need a pasuk for alicha? So what was Nischad Shef Tamayrev the other day was maybe pshats like this. In the Ritva, we saw that there's two steps. There's one step of oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah misvara. That's a svara. And then you have the gzeras akosav of oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, which does what? It turns the second mitzvah into a rishas. That I wouldn't have known. That's a toisepes chiddush of the gzeras akosav. So there's the svara and there's the gzeras akosav. So maybe, in a chanami, the svara of oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah would apply by halicha also. The Ritva agrees to that. What the Rashba says, that oisik mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah applies to alicha. What we saw in Rashi, it applies to alicha because you're being machayim v'chiv. That's the svara, and you're already taken with the chiv, so you can't have another chiv. The Ritva agree to that. When the Ritva says you need a special pasuk for alicha, that's for the gzeras akosav part of oisik b'mitzvah. The gzeras akosav teaches you that the second mitzvah becomes a rishos. That's a massive chiddush, that it becomes a rishos. That I wouldn't have known misvara. That's gzeras hakosav of b'shiftecha b'veisecha. I would say dafka when you're oisik b'mitzvah, a the second one becomes a rishos. But if I'm only being oisik in halicha, maybe it wouldn't become a rishos. Kamash malam. In other words, the Ritva would agree that the svara part of oisik b'mitzvah would apply to halicha, but we wouldn't have known that the posik part of oisik b'mitzvah applies to halicha. That's the tosefes chiddush that we see in v'lechtecha b'derech. So that's how I was thinking away to miyashim the Ritva. Fine. Okay, we're really starting the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. We saw the first Rashi, but let's start the Gemara again. Minani mili. The Tan Rabbanon b'shivtecha b'veisecha prat la'isik b'mitzvah uvelechtecha b'derech prat l'chosin mikan amru hakoynes es habsula, that's chosin is potter v'esalmona, even though he's a chosin, he's chayif. Zok the Gemara, my mashma. In other words, Zok Rashi mehani kroy prat la mitzvah. What's the mashmois of these psukim that you see that you're only chayiv in kriyishma when you're not doing mitzvah, but when you're oisik the mitzvah, you're potter min ha-mitzvah? Every word of Rashi, as we know, counts. And in this Rashi as well, Rashi says, my mashma mehani kroy prat la mitzvah. From both of these psukim, b'shiftecha b'veisecha and v'lechtecha b'aderech. I saw the Ra'ah says that the Gemara's kasha of my mashma is only on the second pasuk, on v'lechtecha v'aderech. B'shiftecha b'veisecha is for sure only talking about rishus. When you sit in your house, there's never a mitzvah of sitting in a house. So sitting in your house is rishus. So the Torah says, b'shiftecha b'veisecha, when you're doing a rishus, say kriyashma, but not a mitzvah. But b'lechtecha v'aderech, halicha, halicha could be rishus, or halicha could be mitzvah. So the Gemara's kasha, my mashm was only on v'lechtecha v'aderech, and not on b'shach b'chov kumecha. That's what the Ra'ah says. This Rashi is coming lafuke the Ra'ah. That's maybe what Rashi is doing. My mashma mehani kroy, plural, lashon rabin, both of these psukim. What do you see in the pasuk of b'shiftecha b'veisecha, and what do you see in the pasuk of alechtecha v'aderech? I see it also Rashi on the first first Rashi on the Gemara. Rashi says b'shiftecha b'veisecha prad loisik b'mitzvah she'ein echai b'kriyashma ulakaman mefarish my mashma. That's going on b'shiftecha, he says, l'chaman mefarash my mashma. That's not like the Ra. The Ra says, avada b'shiftecha is only mashma rishus. When you sit in your house, you always sit in your house as a rishus. So only by rishus yechayim, not by mitzvah. But the second pasuk of alechtecha v'aderech, that was the Gemara at the kasha, my mashma. And I'm not sure why Rashi disagreed with the Ra. Hear what the Ra is saying. That shiftecha b'veisecha, there's never a mitzvah in yeshiva b'bayis. Yeshiva b'bayis is always considered a Devar Rishos. But Rashi, L'chor is klar, in these two places, not like the Ritva. Also, not like the Ra'ah.
The Gemara never goes into
Shifcha. We'll see, I think the Gemara does.
Yeah.
B'sheves. The Gemara says B'sheves uvaleches. The Ra'ah is not Goyres B'sheves. I'll get to that in a minute.
Rashi says.
Yeah, but Rashi, we'll see in a second.
The Gemara still only goes out, that like Belechas.
Let's see. No, but the Gemara says Shevis also. You'll see in a second.
Shevis, but right.
So Shevis means Sheftecha. So, but in the beginning it doesn't. I was also Masabek Rav. Let's take a look. Let's take the Gemara. So Gemara says, Amar Afuna Kiderech. Here's what you're saying. The Gemara only addresses Derech. It's mashing like the Ra'ah. It doesn't address the Sheftecha. Amar Afuna Kiderech. Mad Derech Rishus Af Kol Rishus. Lafukei Hai Deba Mitzvah Asuk. Someone who's Oisek Be Mitzvah, then not. Taka, for some reason, the Gemara addresses Derech and not Sheftecha. Frek, the Gemara, Milo Yaskinon, the Ka'ozel L'Dvar Mitzvah, the Ka'amrachmon al-Likri, who said, Belechtecha means a leches of Rishos, maybe it means a leches of Mitzvah, and still the Torah says to read Kriyashma. So you see that Oisik B'Mitzvah is not Batam in a Mitzvah. Zok the Gemara, Im Kein Leimakra, B'Sheves Uvaleches. Here the Gemara does address Shiftecha. My B'Shiftecha Uvalechtecha, Beleches Didachu de Mechayiv, has Beleches de Mitzvah. Back and forth. It says Sheves Leches, Shiftecha Belechtecha, and then only back to Leches. The Ra'ah is taken on Goris Sheves of Leches. The Ra'ah is Goris only on Leches, because on Sheves it was never a Shaila. But Rashi seems to go yeah with the Girsi, even though sometimes it says it, sometimes not. I'm not sure what to say. And we learn from the extra Lecha that Dafka Yechayim B'Krishma, when it's a Sheves Didcha, a Leches Didcha Hu Dechayves, but Leches the Mitzvah, then it's Petiras. Zokt Rashi, Ki Derech, Hoylech B'Derech Schoira. The Gemara says, "Milo yaskina v'chein yachalichla b'mikra derech mitzvah imarishos, but derech stomachsev umashmanami derech mitzvah kamer achmana l'chayiv l'krois." And that the Gemara says, "Imkei de b'derech mitzvah nami koy lichla b'leches b'derech." Here again, Rashi skips out the Shevis. But akupanim, that's what the Gemara says. So the diak is from b'shiftecha and b'lechtecha is mashma shel rishos. Aber in a case of a halicha yeshiva mitzvah, then you potter. Zok the Gemara. Ihachi, afilu koines es almana nami. Koines almana, it's also a mitzvah to do nesuin to almana. It's not only a mitzvah to do nesuin to a bula, it's also a mitzvah to do nesuin to an almana. Now, at this stage of the Gemara, obviously the Gemara didn't know yet the answer that the reason why you potter is because of tarid, and the chilek is almana is not tarid and besula is tarid. Gemara didn't know anything about tarid. That's what's mashma. At this stage of the Gemara, it's shver the kasha that Rashi asked before, need to psukim for. It's not so terrible, so we don't have an answer then. Rashi asked, we need to psukim. One for Isik mitzvah and one for chasen. Rashi answered, because chasen is yeshivu batal. That means chasen is torah. We don't know that at this point. So at this point of the Gemara, what do you need to psukim for? That was still shver. Could be enechanami. I think I saw the Ra also says, enechanami at this stage of the Gemara wasn't clear why you have to have two psukim. But the Gemara is just trying to figure out the shaklavataria. And the Gemara says, Yochi, afilu koinis es almana nami, it's also a mitzvah. Zok the Gemara, koinis es absula torid, koinis almana loy torid. Now, before we see Rashi, what's Pashup Shat in this Gemara? What does torid mean? We saw in Rashi before, torid means yeshuvu batal, that you're not doing anything. You're not doing the nesuin, you're not going to do the nesuin. Those are all acts. You're yeshuv batal, and you're torahed about the mitzvah. So by besula, where you are torahed, fine, then you're oisek in the tirdas mitzvah, so you're potter in a mitzvah. And by almona, you're not torahed. So by almona, are you being oisek in a mitzvah at all? I'm asking a question. By almona, are you oisek in a mitzvah right now?
Yeah.
I would say no, because you're not doing anything. You're not going to do the nesuin. You're not doing the nesuin. You're sitting around yoshev batal, not even thinking about the bia because you're not tarred in it. So you're not a oisik b'mitzvah klal. So the Gemara is answering basically by a besula you're a oisik b'mitzvah, and by almana you're not a oisik b'mitzvah. A besula that you're tarred, so you're a oisik b'mitzvah. The tier that makes you oisik b'mitzvah. Masha enkein almana you're not tarred, so you're not a oisik b'mitzvah. That's the way I learned the Gemara before I saw Rashi. And zayir shver Rashi over here. What does Rashi say? Rashi says tarred. That's by Besula. Libay Torah b'machshevas b'ila. Umistavra ki patri kra mishum tir da patri. Ve'eina yochel la'asek b'shneim ke'echad. You potter, because you can't do both at the same time. You can't do kriyashma and tir da mitzvah at the same time. Koines as almana loy Torah, Zok Rashi. Ve'yochel l'kayim shneim. You could do both. What does it mean l'kayim shneim? L'kayim the mitzvah of almana, and l'kayim the mitzvah of kriyashma. You could do both because you're not tarid. We just said that by almana, because you're not tarid, you're not doing anything. I'm not oisik v'mitzvah b'chlal. So why does Rashi have to say that the reason why you chayu by almana, because efshel l'kayim shneim, it's meduyik in Rashi that by almana you are oisik v'mitzvah. You're called oisik v'mitzvah, but you're not torah, so you can be m'kayim shneim. And Rashi would know that when it's yochel l'kayim shneim, like Tosfos says, you're chayiv. By almana, you're not even oisik b'mitzvah. It's not just that it's yochel l'kayim shneim. You're b'chlal not oisik b'mitzvah. Why is Rashi saying because of yochel l'kayim shneim? What is pshat in the shver Rashi?
Why can't you just say that there is tirda in almana, just not enough of a tirda?
Gemara says hasam tarid, hachaloi tarid.
It's not enough of a tirda.
What's that?
You are tarred in the mitzvah. You are gonna be bald. One is gonna be bald almana just the same. It just the tirda isn't as all encompassing as the.
Isn't that the only thing that's dachuk in the Gemara?
It works better with
the Gemara says koinus as psula tarid, koinus almana loy tarid. You're saying that koinus as almana is also tarid, but he's not tarid enough that it should bother him from saying kriya shema. But he's also tarid. It's definitely a little bit of a daichik,
right.
Such a shot, right?
It also makes sense that we knew the pasuk for tarid beforehand, and the Gemara never fell off that almana is also not the tarid. I mean, the habamina of the Gemara makes a little more sense.
Which habamina?
The pasuk was for tarid, and therefore the Gemara asked, "Well, almana, what about almana? We taka know that almana is tarid." This is that's not enough of a tirda.
But the Gemara never discussed tarid. We never came up with tarid. I would have thought that the habamina. Yeah, Rashi is bringing Ophina Maskana. Rashi says Klar.
I know, but we just said we don't have a pshat as to what the both Pesukim were for, according to Rashi.
Ah, right, right.
So now we do. Because Avada was for Tirda before.
Ah, it was for Tirda. We just didn't know how much Tirda there was that bothers. I hear what he's saying, very nice. It's still definitely a level of Doichik in the Gemara, correct? It's definitely a level of Doichik over here in the Gemara. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam
Shehakol Nehi B'dvarei. When you're being tarred to do an eventual mitzvah, right? The tarred itself is not necessarily a mitzvah. Whatever,
correct.
Whatever the thing
correct.
Is, the eventual mitzvah, for some reason, what the Gemara is saying is that by a basula there is a tarred to do that eventual mitzvah, and by an almana there's no tarred to do that eventual mitzvah. That's another Rashi.
Correct.
So that means that right now, by a basula, if I would lay in Kirishma, then I would disrupt my tarred, and I would not be able to complete the eventual
correct.
Mitzvah. Correct.
Properly,
mitzvah.
Right.
By almana there's no tarred. And I will be Yachal L'Kayim Shneim. I can do the Kriyishma now, and I can do the mitzvah eventually to the full extent.
But not that you're being Oisik in a mitzvah now?
Right. Uh-huh. He's not talking about doing both at the same time.
Uh-huh.
He's talking about the eventual mitzvah uh-huh. by saying Kriyishma now. It's not going
so yeah, I still right. It's still misleading, right? It's what?
It makes sense because by Besula you're not doing the mitzvah right now.
Right.
You're just saying
you're
Kriyishma
doing
now.
The hachanas
the only
for
problem
mitzvah.
Is the tirda that you're not going to be a Baki B'dava when it does happen.
Right.
So that's why it makes sense what Tavi's saying. That
because then,
Obashegan
over here, it won't bother the future mitzvah.
Right.
By Besula, it will right. bother the future mitzvah, and this won't bother the future mitzvah. Maybe that's an option. Efsha, okay? I'll say another possible pshat in the Hemshach HaDvarim.
He said Yoshev Abot, just Tida. So over here, when the Gemara said no Tida, so that means Yoshev Abot.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Right. Yeah, so it's that's that. What it means also. It means that there's nothing to disturb the coming mitzvah. Okay. We'll get back to it maybe soon, but I thought it's definitely something to notice in Rashi. I was shocked when I saw Rashi. Pashtas, I thought, the Gemara is saying, Lo Tarid, so there's nothing, you're not Isik Mitzvah. Rashi is clear that you are Isik Mitzvah. I'm going to get back maybe a little bit, I'm going to say something in the Hemshech. It's the gate to everyone's svaras that are going on over here. We'll talk about it soon, okay? Fine. The Gemara says, V'chol heicha de Tarid hachinami de Pater. Every time someone is Tarid, you Pater? Rashi explains, Imishum tirda, hay de parach mashmalei de tirdasai patrasai. The fishein yachal lacham in a slibai. The hilkach afilu tabas finasai de tarid betsairi lifter. The Gemara means to say now, the Gemara thought that the reason why a besula is pater is not because of oisik b'mitzvah. Tarid is tarid. Tarid is not oisik b'mitzvah. So what's the reason why it's pater? Because tarid. Tarid itself is pater. Elamayata tabas finasai biyam. The tarid is also tarid. And it's hard to concentrate. Hachinami the potter, he should also be potter. The chitema hachinami, maybe you'll say from the pasuk of lechtoch v'aderech, that we tak a potter tier, that there's a real havamina. But we prove not that way. V'amar of Abba, barzavda amarav, ovel chayiv, v'chol ha-mitzvah samuras b'toyro, chutz min ha-tfilin sh'arei nemar ben pe'er. Even though ovel is torud in his tsar, nevertheless he's chayiv in kriyashma, he's only potter in tfilin for a different reason, sh'nemar ben pe'er. So, if an Ovel is Chayiv in Kriya Shema, who had din tava svinasa is chayiv in Kriyat Shema, because tirda does a pater. Imkena basula should also be chayiv in Kriyat Shema. Rashi shenema ben peer k'lakamon va'ova lav bar peerhu ukeshem espoir mar ba'atzma she'ena oval. Mitzvah Shem will learn more about this later. That's the whole topic. But Rashi over here is meduyik. What's the reason why oval is not allowed to wear tefillin? Because the oval is not allowed to be mispoyer, and by wearing tefillin, he's showing pear, and he's breaking his avelus. That's not being noyeg avelus properly. There's other Rashis in different places that says a different fart, that it's not right for an oval to wear tefillin, because it's not right for the tefillin. It's not pear for the tefillin. When an oval is in avelus, that's not pear for the tefillin. It's mitzad the tefillin, not mitzad the oval. But Rashi over here is clearly mashma, that it's like a break in the avelus. An oval is lav bar pe'eru, k'mishpar mar ba'atzma she'eno yovel. So that was the Gemara's kasha. Now, over here, this Gemara, of course, is tzorach bir rav. There was a real havamina that a torid should be pasul, potter. Someone who's torid in svinasai, someone who's torid in his avelos, any torid, tirdas basula, anything, any tirda will patter him from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That's a very bechidish. Why would tirda pasul, patter? It's exeris akosav, v'lechto chavaderach, and not when you're torid. If you're in a tirda and you're in a matzav of tirda, then not. L'chayra, very, very bechidish, why would tirda itself be a patur? So I think the answer is in the upcoming Rashi. I'll say it outside first, and then we'll see it in Rashi Beferish. It looks to me like the pshat is like this. Be'emes, there's no tzad that a Torah will be potter in all mitzvahs in the Torah. There's no reason why a Torah should be potter. You have a chiyuv to do mitzvahs. A Torah, but there will be a svara to say that it should be potter in mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Why? Because the mitzvah of Kriya Shema needs kavana. While I'm Torah, be'etzem, it's impossible for me to have kavana. During my tirda, karega, then I'm Torah with my svina drowning, and my mind is on that, I cannot say Kriya Shema. It's impossible to say Kriya Shema now. Elamai, what will be my possible chiyuv, which is my chiyuv at the end of the day? Not to say Kriya Shema. My chiyuv is control your tirda, be masalik your tirda from your mind, clear your mind, and say tirda, and say Kriya Shema. That means right now in the present matzah that I'm in, really I'm an oinus. I can't say Kriya Shema the way I am. Elamai, am I chayiv to be masalik my tirda and get myself into the mode of Kriya Shema? On that, I could hear Xeris Akosta that you're not chayiv. Of course, not. It's not convenient. Don't say Kriya Shema. There's no sign in the world to pata from Kriya Shema. But if be'emes, right now I have a real ptur. It's impossible right now for me to say Kriya Shema. El am I to be masalik my oinus to say Kriya Shema. Maybe that you're not chayiv. That's what Gemara proves. No. Tava svinasa be'yam is chayiv. Oval is chayiv. Even though he has to work on himself to be able to say Kriya Shema, he can't just say it. He has to get himself in the mode of Kriya Shema. Still, you see his chayiv. Im kein. So what's the difference between Besula and that? One second. Hold on. Let's see. Hold on a second. 1 minute. Let's see. So Zok the Gemara. No, there's still a difference. Hacha torid tirda the mitzvah. Hasam torid tirda the rishos. In the case of Ovel and Sfina, it's a tirda the rishos. Over here, it's a tirda the mitzvah. Zok Rashi. Chasin torid tirda the mitzvah. Vashmi'inon kra. Deloy mechayev lahasir daitoy mi machsheves mitzvah rishoyna b'shvil zu habalav ela yasek b'rishoyna v'yitein li by liyos boki b'davar. This is the Rashi that I just meant before. Rashi says, what's the pasuk teaching you? That you're not mechuyev lahasir daitoy mi machsheves mitzvah. I would have thought that you're mechuyev to get rid of the tirda. I can't say Kriya Shema. It's impossible to say Kriya Shema during the tirda. The chiyuv would be to get rid of the tirda. Kamash malon, that by rishus, you mechuyev to get rid of the tirda. But by mitzvah, you're not mechuyev to get rid of the tirda. Why? Because you're already being oisik in a mitzvah, and oisik with mitzvah is potum in a mitzvah. That's l'choro where Rashi is saying. That's where I got it from. So I see in Rashi that the reason why I would have thought svina and oval is potter is because right now I'm an oinus. Elamai, get rid of the oinus, that I'm not mechuyev. Kamash when you are mechuyev just by mitzvah not. Now you're bringing up l'chayra a very valid point. Rashi is saying, what's the reason why you're potter by mitzvah? Taka. It's not just oisik b'mitzvah potter by the mitzvah. I can't say Kriya Shema right now. What am I using the oisik b'mitzvah? Not using the oisik b'mitzvah potter by the mitzvah to pater me directly from Kriya Shema. The ptur of saying Kriya Shema right now is because I'm torah, and it's impossible to say Kriya Shema. Elamai, I should be chayev to get rid of the tirda. Oisik b'mitzvah patters me from getting rid of the tirda. Oisik in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema should be mechayim to get rid of the tirda. Oisik, the mitzvah of the bia, that's pater me from getting rid of the tirda. That's the way that Rashi says it. What about other mitzvahs? That's what he's asking. What would be by other mitzvahs? Is a chosin going to be pater from other mitzvahs as well? I would say possibly yes. Even though over here, the reason why he's pater right now is because he's an oinus. The oisik mitzvah paters him from getting rid of the tirda. But it could be the oisik mitzvah pater him from any other mitzvah also. Any other mitzvah also that would shter his tirda of being oisik in the bia, that lechara will be pater also.
It's not only when he can't do it because of the tirda?
I don't see why it should be that way. Where is he now that way?
Rashi on Chavav and Aleph.
Which Rashi on Chavav and Aleph?
Says you're pater from Sukkah. Because of the...
Mitzvah, I'm going to get to that Rashi too. Well, by B'shas Chanios, and the Rashi is because you thought it. Yeah, Mitzvah, we're going to get to that very, very soon. Okay.
Well, I'm asking a Rashi, don't sound like the Tirda is a Tirda of being Miyashir Daitcha. It sounds like it's not being bothered, it's proactive, you're busy. We want you to be busy with... It's not like a possession or being bothered. We want you to proactively be busy.
If you'll be Tired in it, you'll be a Baki Badaba.
Right.
That's what it sounds like in Rashi.
It's proactive.
Okay.
It's not bothered that you should calm yourself down. Okay. No, we want you to focus.
Fine. Okay.
Focus.
Fine. Is that a problem or is that a fact?
It's like the way we were just learning was that it's what's
that by Tavas Finasi, that's certainly what it is. By Tavas Finasi. It's not like by Tavas Finasi, it's not being bothered.
Right.
By Avelis, it's not being bothered. Right. But this one, you're right. That's a true point. Okay. Now, the Ra'ah says a very big chiddush. The Ra'ah says that the maskanas ha-gemara that we're talking about, that the p'tur is mishum tirda, it's not a p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah fata min ha-mitzvah. He says because the mitzvah that we're dealing with over here is to do nesuin. When you're hoylech to do nesuin, is oisik b'mitzvah. When you're doing nesuin, it's oisik b'mitzvah. After the nesuin is when you do the bia. Nesuin doesn't mean bia. Nesuin, different machloek is what it means. You meyachid with her, you machnisa l'seich besa. But it doesn't necessarily mean bia. Nichnasa l'chopa v'loy nevala is also considered a nesua. After the nesuin and before the bia, that's when he's pater from Kriya Shema. He's pater because of tirda. That's not mitzvah. The mitzvah was already done. The mitzvah is already over already. And because the mitzvah is over, so it's no longer asik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. So what's the reason why a pater? Zok the Ra'ah, right now you're Tarid. There was a Havamina that even by any Tirda, Tavas Finas B'yam, also should be Potter in Kriya Shema. We see from Avil not that way. But a Tirda that comes from a mitzvah, that Tirda you're not Mechuyif to get rid of. Normal Tirdas you have to control yourself and get rid of the Tirda to say Kriya Shema. A Tirda that came from a mitzvah, then you're allowed to stay in your Oinus and be Potter. That's what it says in the Ra'ah. And Mamela, the p'tur over here is not a p'tur of Isaac Mitzvah Patamana Mitzvah. The Shiftach of Vesech is part of Isaac Mitzvah Patamana Mitzvah. Chosin is not also Isaac Mitzvah. Chosin is the p'tur of Tirda. Just certain Tirdas pater, certain Tirdas don't pater. Certain Tirdas yimachuyiv to be masalik the Tirda, and the Tirda that comes in the wake of a mitzvah. But not that it is a mitzvah, that Tirda you're not machuyiv to be masalik. That's what it says klar in the Ra'ah. Rashi is mavur not that way. How do I know that Rashi is not that way? How do you know that Rashi is not that way?
Talking about the future mitzvah.
Which future mitzvah? The Ra'ah also knows there's a future mitzvah. The Ra'ah held that the B is not a mitzvah. The Ra'ah learned that the B is not a mitzvah. The Nisuin is a mitzvah. The B is not a mitzvah. You're not mechuyif to do B out of the mitzvah of Nisuin. So the B is not a mitzvah. The way do you see Rashi not that way? I think you see in Rashi. What?
Yasek B'Rishayna.
You should be Yasek B'Rishayna. That's one diuk. It's Mashmah and Rashi, not that you're allowed to be Yasek B'Rishayna. You should be Yasek B'Rishayna. Lefi the Ra'ah, if you want to be Masalek the Tirda, go ahead, no problem. Rashi's mavur that we want him to be stay in the Tirda, that's because of Isaac B'Mitzvah. I have another Klar Rai in Rashi. Rashi, in the beginning of the Gemara that we learned last week, Rashi asks, what's the reason why I need two psukim? B'shiftecha b'veisecha v'lechtecha v'aderech. They're both Isaac B'mitzvah. Just like B'shiftecha B'veisecha is Isaac B'mitzvah, Chosin is also Isaac B'mitzvah. And Rashi has the answer, yes, Chosin is Isaac B'mitzvah, but he's Yoshev U'batel. Lefi the Ra'ah, there's no beginning to Rashi's Kasha. Chosin is not Isaac B'mitzvah. Of course we need two psukim. And he one pasuk for Isaac B'mitzvah, one pasuk when you're not Isaac B'mitzvah, the mitzvah is already done, just Torah machmas the mitzvah, that tier the patters. Lefi the Rav, there's no kasha of Rashi. So both of the Rashis, like the Olam just said, the Rashi that says we want him to stay in his tirda, that's mashma oisik b'mitzvah. And the previous Rashi is also mavur taka that it's oisik b'mitzvah. So we have a machlokes over here in the Maskonas HaGemara. The Ra'ol learns there is actually no mitzvah. The mitzvah was done. The nesuin was done. The bia is not a mitzvah. It's just the tirda machmas a mitzvah. Azoy is mavur in the Ra'ol, and Rashi is mavur not that way. Yes.
Rashi says the loy mechayev lahasadaita. It sounds like if you want to, you can in that Rashi.
The loy mechayev lahasadaita mimachsheves mitzvah b'shvil zuah ba'olav ela yasek b'rishoyna. He's not mechayev ela yasek b'rishoyna. That's l'chor what's mavur in Rashi. Now, just before I get back to the machlekes of Rashi and the Ra'ah, there is a none of saw the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis and Avav, the etzem idea of the Ra'ah is mavur in the Gemara and that over there in Ksubis, at least in Shitas Abaya. Just to go over that Gemara a little bit, Olam saw the Gemara over there brings a machlekes tanoim, whether it says in the Mishnah in Brachos about a chosen being potum kriyashma, which all this comes from. It says a chosen is potum in a kriyashma ad arba leilos for the first 4 nights. He's potter min akriyashma. Ad she yasa maisa, im lo yasa maisa. If he didn't do the bia yet, then he's potter min akriyashma. And it seems like there's a machlokes tanoim over there if he's potter also on Shabbos. If one of those nights he got married on Wednesday, Psulanis is Liam Arevi, that's the first mission in Ksubis, and one of those 4 nights is Shabbos, is he potter from kriyashma also on Shabbos? The machlokes tanoim. What is that machlokes tanoim? Rava says the machlokes tanoim is a different topic. Whether it's mutter livel on Shabbos or not. If it's mutter to do bia on Shabbos, so he's torahed in the bia for that Shabbos. So mamela, he's potter from kriyashma. If it's also livel b'tchila b'Shabbos, he's not torahed, because he's only going to be boil on Motzi Shabbos. Very nice, that's machlokes. Abai says different machlokes. The way Rashi explains the Gemara over there, the way the Pashas comes out of the Gemara, Abai says something else. Everyone holds that it's osir to be boil on Shabbos. Both. Tanoim, all that's asked to boil b'Shabbos. So the one that says Yechayev in Kriyashma, that makes sense. So what's the man that says the potter from Kriyashma? Why? Because he's also torahed. He's torahed shaloi baal. He's upset on Shabbos that he wasn't boiled before Shabbos. And because of that, he's potter in Kriyashma. And it comes out from the Gemara over there, the reason why Rava doesn't like that is, so what if you're torahed that you weren't boiled? Not every tirda potters. That's a tirda like an oval. You're sad that you weren't boiled yesterday. That's like an oval who's sad. That's like Tavas Finasabiyam. That's not going to be able to pater. Only a tirda that's for the mitzvah could pater, says Rava. Yeah, but he's not torahed from that. He's torahed on Shabbos. He's not worried now about Matzi Shabbos. He's just sad that he wasn't boiled yesterday and he can't be boiled now.
It's so, still different when the mitzvah's over.
What's the difference? No, but it's also not from the mitzvah. The mitzvah's in the middle, but he's sad that he couldn't be Mekayim the mitzvah yet. That's not a tirda for the mitzvah. That's not a tirda getting ready for the mitzvah. It's not a tirda about doing the mitzvah. It's a tirda that comes in the wake of a mitzvah. On that, Abaya says, that's going to be the machlokes tanoim. One mandomer says that tirda doesn't pater. The other mandomer will say that tirda does pater. And Rava says no one holds that paters, because that's not a tirda in the mitzvah. The idea of the ra'ah is mavur and Abaya. That idea of the Ra'ah is Mavur and Abaya. The Ra'ah, I don't know how the Ra'ah learns that Gemara over there, but the Ra'ah learns in our Gemara that the Tirda over here is not a Tirda of Mitzvah, a Tirda that came as a result of a Mitzvah. That's Abaya's Tirda, which Lefi one Manda Omar, is a Tirda Machmas, a Mitzvah that is Mitztayer, that he wasn't boiled yet, and that's going to Pater also. So the Etzem Musig of the Ra'ah, I see in the Gemara and Ksubis and Abaya. I do not know what the Ra'ah will do with the Gemara and Ksubis. That's what it says over here. Now, the Ra'ah is bringing up a very valid point that L'chaira, after the Nesu'in was done, before the Bia, she's already a complete Nesu'ah. Once she's a complete Nesu'ah, so the mitzvah is already done. If the mitzvah is done, so where's the Isaac mitzvah? And we're proving in Rashi that no, the Tirdi is Isaac mitzvah. What mitzvah? His Yoshev Batal worrying about the Bia to be a Baki Bedavar. It's not a mitzvah. That's the Ras Tanya. There's no mitzvah in the Bia. What's the mitzvah in the Bia? There is no mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is Nesu'in, so there is no mitzvah. What's Pshat in Divrei Rashi? So, I had two machshavas for Rashi. One machshava I had for Rashi was that even though the Nesu'in is already chal without the bia. But the bia is the gemar of the nesu. And she's already a nesua when you machnisa l'seich besa. But that doesn't mean to say that the bia is not a part of the nesu. And she's already called a nesua before. But the hemshech of the nesu'in is the bia. There's, okay, this is not our topic so much. There's a toisvis yishonim in Yevamis on Daf Gimel Amar Aleph. The toisvis yishonim says that we never find in the Torah someone who's called ishtoi if there wasn't bia. If there was nichnasa l'chupa v'loy nivala, she's called the eshesesh. The Torah calls her she'eroi, she'er. It's more than just an arusa. But it's never called ishtoi. Ishtoi is mashma dafka al yadei bia. So it could be that even though the mitzvah of nesu'in, you were yoitza already by just doing the chuppah without doing the bia, but the gemar of the mitzvah of nesu'in is the hemshech of the mitzvah of nesu'in is to do the bia. And maybe Rashi would hold that's enough for oisik b'mitzvah pata min ha-mitzvah. Even though I already was yoitza the mitzvah, but there's still some shirayim, a continuation of the mitzvah, would also be able to pater from oisik b'mitzvah pata min ha-mitzvah. Maybe that's what will come out l'fi Rashi.
The same thing as like the Ashala for the mitzvah? Is that the Hemshech we would say is the same thing as the Ashala?
Interesting. Maybe. L'maisa, let's say a person would stop before the bia. He was yoitz's mitzvah, so I can't say akadekach that is he chayiv to... He was already yoitz's mitzvah of Nesu'in. So could I use the lashon that he's mamish chayiv? But when he does it, he is continuing his chayiv. It's an interesting madrego over here. It's not the pshat I'm doing a rishos, not doing stam. A bia, this bia is the hemshech of the nesu'in. The Torah wants me to do nesu'in. I could have gotten away with it with less, but I'm doing it in the shleimus. So that bia is vayter, the hemshech of the nesu'in. Maybe that would be enough also for oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. But I'm not sure what to say. The ra'ah is a strong taina. L'maisa, there is a gemara in Ksubis that says the bia rishayna after nesu'in is called bias mitzvah. Bias mitzvah. But Toisvis, in Ksubas and Davdal, and we're going to learn, Toisvis says over there that the reason why it's called Bias mitzvah is for a different reason, not because of the mitzvah in the first Biyah. He says something interesting. He says the real mitzvah ultimately is going to be Pur Ravu. And there's a Gemara that says, Ein Isha Kireses Brisim Baila Elim Kein Asa Kli. The Isha is only Meschaber to a husband once she was made into a Kli, either the Biyah Rishayna. So that will bring eventually to Pur Ravu. That's why it's called Bias Mitzvah. But there is, he's also Bavarin, there is no mitzvah mamish in the Bia Rishayna. That sounds maybe like there are. There is no mitzvah in the Bia Rishayna. We're saying with Rashi, there is a Gemar Mitzvah, Gemar Mitzvah of Nesu'in.
And that's why you can't say the mitzvah is Pur Ravu because it doesn't, it's not Pur Ravu.
L'chaira. However, okay, so that's one thing. However, the Rambam, you saw the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos and Brachos? The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos and Brachos says that the mitzvah over here is Pur Ravu. That's what he says. The mitzvah is Pur Ravu. The mitzvah of Bia that we're talking about is the mitzvah of Pur Ravu. Now, even though by a besula, she's not misaber from the Bia Rishayna, so you're not makayim Pur Ravu for sure in the Bia Rishayna, but I guess the Rambam means that it's leading up towards the Bia, a vetz ha'aschola.
It's the we said, or maybe it's the hachana also.
It's the hachana, because
the only way, just like we said by mezuzah, the only way of coming about it is by having someone writing the mezuzah for you.
Right. 100%. So that could be what you see in the Rambam also. This hachana of the Bia Rishayna that eventually will lead to other Bias, that's going to be the mitzvah over here.
So really, it's nothing to do with chasanim. It's really anyone who has a chiyav of Pur Ravu.
Yes.
Two kids.
Yeah, but they're not Torah. The tiered is only by a basula. That's what it is. The tiered is only by a basula. You're right. It could be a mitzvah of Pur Ravu. But it will come out a Mordechai Chiddush Lefi, the rabbi was thinking. Let's say there was a chasun who's not chayiv in Pur Ravu. Let's say he's a soros. He's not chayiv in Pur Ravu.
If you already had kids.
Or if you had kids, I was mesupik. If you already had kids, he's not chayiv anymore. But the more kids he has, the more kiyum of the mitzvah. Similar to what we were saying before, I was mesupik about that. But let's say he married an islandess. There's also a mitzvah. Even though there's no Pur Ravu over there, the Rambam is saying that the only time a chassan is pater is such a chassan who has the mitzvah of Pur Ravu. That's what it says in the Rambam. That's on the one hand. So on the one hand, I thought that the Rambam would be like Rashi. We have the Ra'os learning that you're Tarid, and the Tirid is not because of Isaac with mitzvah. It's just Tarid Ba'alma. And Rashi learns it's because of a mitzvah. We're trying to figure out the mitzvah. The Rambam gave us another choice for the mitzvah. The mitzvah could be Pur Ravu. However, if you look in that Rambam, in Pirush HaMishnayos, and it's also in Halacha, the Rambam says, Amor de Gazach, what is the Tirda? Rashi says that the Tirda is, he's Tarid in worrying, thinking about the Bia, Kadesh should be a Baki Badavar. He's Torah about the Etzem Maisa Bia. The Rambam says, what are you tired about? When a person is marrying someone who's supposed to be a basula, he's always afraid, what happens if I find out she's not a basula? It's going to be a big disappointment. Mekachtois, tainas basulim. He's going to be upset. So he's worried about, oh, maybe she won't be a basula. That's what the Rambam says. So I think the Rambam is a very interesting madrega over here. On the one hand, could we say in the Rambam that that tirda makes you a oisik b'mitzvah? Lefi Rashi, that the tirda is to do a proper bia. That's like shluchei mitzvah. It's hachana for a mitzvah. The tirda is making you for the mitzvah. That I understand very well. Lefi the Rambam, is this tirda of worrying about, what am I going to do if she's not a basula? That's not preparing you for the mitzvah. So to call you an oisik b'mitzvah, machmas, that tirda, would be very hard. So on the one hand, the Rambam is like, oh, even a tirda that's not for the mitzvah, just a tirda that comes about because of a mitzvah that I'm doing, is enough. But the Ra'ah said that the mitzvah was over. The mitzvah is the nesu'in, and as a result of the nesu'in, I'm tarid now. The Rambam is saying the mitzvah is puru revu, which is the upcoming mitzvah. So it's mashma that the Rambam on the one hand needs a mitzvah coming up, but on the other hand doesn't have to have that the tirda is leading you to the mitzvah. It's about a mitzvah coming up. So the Rambam is somewhere in between. The Ra'ah learns it's a tirda about a past mitzvah. Rashi learns it's a tirda about a coming mitzvah because the tirda makes you osak b'mitzvah. The Rambam learns it's a tirda about an upcoming mitzvah, even though the tirda doesn't make you osak b'mitzvah. It's not a tirda ba'alma. I'm still worried that she's not a basula. And that's what the Rambam says. So the Rambam is somewhere in between, over here, between what we see in the Rashi and the Ra'ah. Is that clear? Yeah, that's what we see over here. Something very, very interesting that we see over here in the Rambam. Yes. Yes. The Rambam, I remember learning this once years ago with Rosh Yeshiva, the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvah says that it's a mitzvah, and it's also interesting, we could use that lashon, livoil b'kiddushin. In other words, it's a mitzvah to do kiddushin and the nesu'in. That's the mitzvah. He counts it all together. A mitzvah livoil b'nesu'in. It's not a mitzvah only of peruvu, there's a mitzvah of kiddushin and nesu'in in and of itself. That's what it says over here.
So now,
yes, that's that, because he has lashon bia,
yeah.
Right? That's what that's shaykh to what we're saying in Rashi. That lashon is mashma. Also, that the mitzvah could be the hemshach of the mitzvah could be the bia. The Ra'ah says no. The Ra'ah says clearly that the mitzvah is over. That's what it says in the Ra'ah. I want to just furious with one thing, and this is going to bring you to the Rashi you just mentioned on Daf Chavav, and it's something I'm not still fully worked out with. Rashi by Almana. We umadayik Rashi by Almana. The Rashi says Almana is efshel lekayim shneim, right? And we asked, the reason why Amon is chayav because Efshel Lekayim Shneim? If there's no tirda, there's no asik b'mitzvah b'chlau, right? So why does Rashi say there's Efshel Lekayim Shneim? So the Rambam was suggesting some things, which could be right. Another suggestion. If we learn over here that the Nesu'in, Kilu, the Nesu'in is the mitzvah, and the gemar of that mitzvah is with the Bia. That's what we were trying to suggest in Rashi. The Bia is the gemar of the mitzvah of Nesu'in. So the mitzvah of Nesu'in begins when you do the Nesu'in, you mach Nesar, and then the Bia is the gemar of that mitzvah. It's all one long thing. So Im Kain, even though an Almana is not Torah in that mitzvah, but the Almana started. By Almana you also started. As soon as you did Nesu'in, you started the mitzvah and you didn't finish yet. You're in middle. Maybe the etzem fact that you're in middle is called the Oisik B'mitzvah. Even though right now I'm not doing a thing, the etzem fact that I'm in the middle of something, that's called an oisik b'mitzvah. How do I know it? I would say from Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi says on the Mishnah that shluchei mitzvah apater afilu b'shas chaniyosan. Even when they're resting. You go and you rest at night. When you're resting at night, you're also potter min asukah. When I'm resting at night, I'm not oisik b'mitzvah. When I'm going, I'm oisik b'mitzvah. I'm on my way to all these things. When I'm resting, I'm not oisik b'mitzvah. Where is the oisik b'mitzvah? L'chayr, we see in Rashi that no. Once you got started, even though there's a break in between, but you already got started, you're still in middle, even though right now I'm not doing anything that I'm middle of, that's also called oisik b'mitzvah. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos asks the question. It's oisik b'mitzvah, but it's not, but it's efshel l'kayim shneim. So why are you potter? Tosfos doesn't ask you not oisik b'mitzvah. Right? Tosfos asks, it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, and you're not potter when Efshel Lekayim Shneim. But let's ask a basic question. When Peshas Chaniyosan, I'm not oisik mitzvah, I'm not getting any mitzvah, I'm not doing a mitzvah, I'm not being meichen for a mitzvah, I'm doing nothing, I'm resting. So what's the teretz? No. You see that once you started going, and halicha has a process, I go, I rest, I go, I rest, I go, I rest. Even the resting is also part of that process. That's called oisik b'mitzvah. There's another esrei efshel l'kayim shem, but it's also part of the mitzvah. So I was thinking, maybe it's the same thing. You do nesuin, I started, the end is by the B, I took a break in between, but I'm in middle. So long as you're middle, you're called oisik b'mitzvah. So what's the reason why you chayim v'kriyish mazot rashi? Because efshel l'kayim shem. That's the reason. But you are oisik b'mitzvah. Just like b'shas chaniyoson, you're considered an oisik b'mitzvah, even though you're not doing anything. This is like a chaniya. This is a rest. I do the nesuin, do the bia. There's a rest in between. The chasanuk is what could be in between. The whole party in between. And that's also called oisik b'mitzvah. I'm still being oisik b'mitzvah. And memela, there would be a tzad to pater amana. The only reason why it's chayiv is because it's efshel l'kayim shneim. That's what I was thinking as far. What?
Why
you are pater also. B'shas chaniyoson, you're also pater. That's what Rashi says. Shluchim mitzvah p'turin. Afilu b'shas chaniyoson. Oh, so we'll have to ask. That's really Tosis's question. Tosis asks a kasha that why you should be chayim b'shas chaniyoson because it's efshel l'kayim shneim. Tosis gives answer that we're talking about where it's not efshel l'kayim shneim. Because if he's gonna look for a sukkah when he has to rest, he'll end up being mevatel from his mitzvahs. So maybe it's not efshel l'kayim shneim. But I'm just bringing out the idea. Maybe Rashi would agree to that too. I'll get to your Rashi in a second. But I'm just bringing the etzem idea. You could have a person who's doing nothing and it's called the oisik b'mitzvah. What was my kasha by Almana? Why does Rashi say because it's efshel l'kayim shneim? He's doing nothing. If you're doing nothing, you're not oisik b'mitzvah. I found another doing nothing that's oisik b'mitzvah. B'shas chaniyoson. That means when you started a process that you're in the middle of, you're called the oisik b'mitzvah even though you're doing nothing. The Ran brings another example that we'll learn about in Mitzvah Shem. He says that you have somebody digging kfarim. Choyfrei kuchim. Kuchim are a kever. They're digging the kfarim, and during the digging they have to take a rest sometimes. When they take a rest, they're potter from Krishma because they're oisik b'mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah. When I'm digging, I'm oisik b'mitzvah. When I'm resting, why am I oisik b'mitzvah? Teretz is, same thing. Digging can't go straight on. In order to dig, you have to dig, rest. The resting is also part of the process.
Is there any machshava going on?
No, without machshava. Nothing machshava. And that's also called oisik b'mitzvah. That's the same thing as chaniyoson. So over here also, this break in between the nesuin and the bia is also like shas chaniyoson, and it's considered oisik b'mitzvah. However, yeah, I think that's a possible svara. However, what he's bringing over here is a Rashi on daf chavavam and aleph. The Rashi says, what's taka the reason why b'shas chaniyoson your potter? Rashi says on chavavam and aleph, afal pi she'ein holchen ela b'yoyim, he's still potter by laila, mishum detrudim v'doyagim b'machshebas ha-mitzvah u'bitikuneha, p'turim in ha-mitzvah. It means that at night, the reason why he's potter is not because, stam, like I said, he's in middle. It's because he's still busy in his head. Even though physically he's not walking, but in his head he's busy with it. That's why he's called the oisik b'mitzvah. That doesn't stem with what I'm saying now, because by Almana there is no tirda at all. Unless, you see, like you were saying in the beginning of Shir, that there's levels of tirda. There's some tirda, but it's not a tirda enough that makes it impossible to say kriyashma. Efshir. So a kaponim, the Rashi later on is takam not mashma, like I'm saying right now. But we'll have to, mitzvah Hashem, see more about that. Okay, the plan for tomorrow. Okay, so today was a lot of pshat. But the plan for tomorrow is, I think, Tosfos and the Ran. Yeah? Good? Ready for it? Did the Ran yet? Anyone did the Ran yet? There's a big machlokes Tosfos over here on the Ran. The Ran is not on the page, so you should know where the Ran is. The Ran is... maybe it's on the page. Yeah, it's like right before the Mishnah, sort of. You'll see it. It's right over there in this Gemara. In the old Gemara, it's Yad Aleph. You'll see it. A long run. Four kashas on Tosfos.
So, what is the tirda according to Rashi?
What?
What is the tirda according to Rashi?
The tirda is. Oh, not that she's not going to be a basula. That will I be able to do this bia properly? I guess it's complicated to do a BS basula. Will I do this bia properly?
What, in Bayamana? Well, it's
and Bayamana is no tirda at all.
What?
Bayamana is no tirda at all.
Why?
Because it's easy, it's an easy bia.
Easy bia.
Yeah, by Basulish, it's a harder bia, so he's worried about it. By Almana, it's an easy bia, so he's not concerned.
He asked her, oh, now, why is a chasam putter? What is he answering?
Tirda. not because of Isaac mitzvah. You're not any tirda that comes at the fault of a mitzvah. You're not mechuyev to get rid of.
And that's what Bishop Tucha tells us.
That's what Belechtecha tells us. Yes.
They're not stam oisik mitzvah.
Yeah, it's not oisik mitzvah. He says clearly, it's not oisik mitzvah. And I the example I see from is Abaya. Abaya in Ksubas.
I just wanted to say, according to what we said, Pshat, in Abaya, in the Gemara in Ksubas,